Hey, welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, I wasn't your realtor. Okay, time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update. Now, I could refer you out of town. I've got a lot of business referring people to other parts of the country, connecting with agents and managers. So that works. Time now for the weekly, and not W-E-A-K, Richard. Why did you say that? The weekly multiple listing sales update. Tracking median home price sales weekly year-to-date, the eighth week of the year 2011, the 631st week, compiled these statistics. This is just single-family residences only and just through the multiple listing service. New listings, 23 new listings hit the books this week, and that's on the low side. That's kind of unusual. We usually into the 30s. A low of $399,000 on Kinman. And a high of $7.5 million on Hodges Lane, I believe. Now, under $1 million, 9 of the 23 new listings, single family, were under $1 million. So that puts the median price over $1 million, $1,065,000, with the average at $1.5 million. So we had some higher-end properties to bring up the average, but half of the 23 new listings were above and half were below $1,065,000. Second category, opened escrows. And there was the first two segments of the program, escrow. Opened escrows, 19 lucky people opened escrow on their single family homes for the week ending February 25th, 2011. A low of $350,000 on Del Monte and a high, I know there's a ketchup joke there somewhere, a high of $4.1 million on Riven Rock Road, known as the Three R's, Riven Rock Road. It's not known as the Three R's. I just made that up. 9 of the 19 opened escrows were under $1 million. I just said 9 of the 23 new listings were under $1 million. So that puts the median price, almost the same as the new listings, $1,095,000. And the average for the 19 opened escrows, single-family homes, at $1,004,000, which is almost the same as the average of the 1.5 for the 23 new listings. Third category, sold listings or closed escrows. 11, even luckier people, actually closed escrow on their single-family home for the week ending February 25th, 2011. A low of $470,000 on West Arriaga, which I discussed in the prior segment. And a high of $3,930,000 on Hot Springs Road, which I discussed in the prior segment. Again, if you missed it, podcast at RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Hot Springs Road, interestingly enough, we also have a road called Cold Springs Road. Who cares? 7 of the 11 closed escrows were under $1 million, so the median price, $870,000 for those 11 closed escrows, average at $1.2 million, so didn't have a whole lot of high closed escrows to bring up the average. And those are the three categories for single-family homes, MLS, ending February 25th, 2011. I already told you that 12% of all the listings over $1 million are in escrow. But if you looked at what's under $1 million, nearly 40%, 39% of those listings are in escrow under $1 million. So that's the disparity, 12% over $1 million, 39% under $1 million, what's in escrow as a percentage of the active listings. If you combine them all, someone asks you, yeah, I wonder what percentage of listings are in escrow. We got a lot of listings out there, 623 single-family homes out on the market. You can tell them 22%. 22% are in escrow overall, which is better than last year at this time. It was just over 18%. The year before that, 16%. The year before that, 17%. But not as good as 2007 when it was 25%. We're at the end of the program. What do you mean, thankfully? Thanks for listening. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Listen to past programs. Search MLS listings throughout California. Call me at my Santa Barbara office at 452-2428, 452-CHAT if you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question. Ciao.